And they were also plugged into power before. They weren't standalone.
Oh, very nice. Was this all part of your new career?
This is all part of my new career.
You're right. Yep. As a wrestling photographer / band.
Well, I have entertainment. I also do corporate headshots.
Really? Okay. Do you have a 50mm lens?
Yes, I have. Fucking, that's a 50. Well, that's a 24 to 70, but I do have a straight 50mm as
I love those. Big fan. Yeah. Karen used to have one, and we'd take pictures at the costume events that we would go to. Mm-hmm. It's called cosplay. I don't know if we've ever talked about that. They were my favorite shots, the real close-up.
Mm. But portraits. Now, back to what our regularly scheduled content, Scientology, and why you should join it.
Have you been measured lately with an e-reader?
The fact that you were accurate on that actually fucked me. Yeah.
It's been a long time. They used to leave them lying around in our apartment block.
No matter what I do, I can't seem to kill this podcast.
No. Yeah. It's gonna just keep haunting you.
Yeah, you'll be like, I live in New Zealand. We could do one over Zoom.
Yeah. People keep telling me that. Why don't you just find a mate and do it on Zoom? It's just not the same.
Yeah.
I talk to plenty of people on Zoom type situations every night. It's called TikTok.
TikTok Live.
Yeah.
I see notifications from like 6 p.m. and I go, oh, yeah. And then I'll be scrolling TikTok at 10:30 and he's still live. And I go,
yep.
Huh. Yeah.
No, that's how it works. Once you get into it, it's hard to drop it. And that's why I try not to do it on weeknights, because it's good to get more than 3 hours sleep sometimes.
What's that like? I'm a uni student. I'm a uni student as well as a mostly nighttime photographer. I don't understand sleep.
Well, it helps when, like, are you allowed to turn up late by an hour or so?
Do you care if you
come to class?
Oh, you mean at uni?
Probably
it's
not.
It's helpful to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I thought you were referring to, like, events, and I'd be like, usually not.
No, I mean, the events you go to are probably only an hour or two long anyway, so, yeah. It's kind of pointless if it's all over by the time you get there. But yeah, it's Patrick. That's Jaden. Banana Split. It's been a few months, maybe nearly six. So just blame this guy for that. But I can't be too mad. He's got all this cool stuff. We've got new lights and everything.
There'll be new microphones too soon. Yeah. I don't want to do this.
Mm.
I want to kill this. Buys new microphones for it. Knows he's never going to leave.
Yep. We'll just keep dragging you back in. Got a bit of news, so we'll try and get through it.
Welcome to episode number...
93.
Hey, Liz, somebody knows.
Yeah, no, I thought just before I'd go on and check. That's why I know it's been nearly 6 months.
Yeah.
That's probably the longest break we've had. Hopefully we can get another one in before Christmas.
Maybe.
Because it is nearly...
I've not rolled the intro yet.
Okay. We didn't really do like a funny
start. There we go.
All right.
You don't know what I'm going to do.
I know we don't want to be here all day. I could.
I've got people to see.
You still haven't done your assignment?
I have more than one assignment.
Okay. All right. Good man. But how'd you go last night?
That's fine.
All right. Good.
It was a pitch in the day. I had to submit a bibliography. Did I have any references? Yes. Did I need more? Were they like in order anywhere? No, I had to find them all again.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
You can't just get ChatGPT.
That's how you get kicked out of university.
Right.
Yeah.
My son mentioned that they've started cracking down.
Yeah.
There's like other AI that can detect if it was made on there.
So like as part of the assignment, the pitch, I had to do a pitch for my project, which... They were like, other list of things in the group that I'm in, we all have to do one specific thing. Like there's a photo essay, journalism piece, advertising, PR. And then the only requisite was someone has to do a podcast. And I went, God damn it.
Here we are.
I'm so sick of doing podcasts for university, but I know how to do them. I've never gotten under a high distinction on a podcast.
Is it allowed to be one you're already doing? So you just go, look, here's the last episode I did.
No, it's got to be very structured. I did one before, got a high distinction for that. Anyway, so this one's about cults. I'm not going to say what specific cult it's about because I got to interview the person.
Not Scientology then.
No, I've got to interview someone who left the cult tomorrow morning.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, so I got to do that. But
how many episodes? Just one?
Yeah, just one. Thank God.
I like those ones, though, sometimes, like Radio National or like there's a lot of really high quality podcasts
out
there.
Doing it true crime style. And anyway, because it's about a cult that claimed to be a religious organization, specifically in the sector of the Roman Catholic Church, I dressed up like a priest for it.
Edgy.
Yeah. So I came in wearing this hoodie. The costume was stuck underneath. I ripped it off, revealed the priest outfit, and then did the pitch in character, completely in character, as a member of the cult. And then halfway through, got finished, done with that cult section, took the rest of the outfit off, and then pitched the actual project itself. So,
nice. Yeah. But you wouldn't do that with the victim, would you?
No, God, no. I'm not a fucking... What am I, insane? No, okay, I should reword that. I'm crazy. I ain't that crazy. Crazy. I was crazy once. They locked me in a room, a rubber room. A rubber room full of rats. The rats made me crazy. Crazy. I was crazy once.
Red rum. So, yeah, since the last time we've done this, there was a writer strike, then an actor strike, then the writer strike ended.
We were predicting that the writer's strike and the actor's strike happened. We were in support. Or more specifically, I was in support.
Right. We're on strike.
We were on strike. I was on strike against Pat because he's the man who refuses to pay.
Yeah. Who gets paid for this? Not me. Yeah.
He tells me. That's what he tells me. But I see him on TikTok every day.
Yeah, no, I made 27 cents last night.
See?
On my life.
So. I want my 20% cut, but yeah. No. You would think as a Jewish man, I would have negotiated better.
Oof. Okay. I think you're allowed to say that.
Yeah, that's great. I make people really uncomfortable at uni specifically. Nothing more fun in my life than making people uncomfortable. Where I'm like, I'll eat a piece of bacon in front of them. And they go, I thought you were Jewish. I go, I am. But all my ancestors are now rolling in their unmarked mass grave.
Yeah. See, one-on-one, that's not too bad. But I don't know if I should bring up here this, you know how I do like the political Facebook groups banter back and forth arguments. Yeah. There's one guy that was really just dropping all the clangers, and at some point he just, from in my eyes, went a bit too far, and it was some conspiracy theory nonsense, and he talked about hook-nosed small hat wearing types. I was like, gee, I wonder what that dog whistle's about.
Small hat.
I flagged it to a few admins, and that's how I'm gonna
refer to myself from now on. I'm a hook-nosed small hat.
I'm like, what the hell? You know, we're trying to keep this because the groups keep getting shut down, and and they're all like, well, next time we won't be so extreme. I'm like, isn't this like walking right up to that line? I'm pretty chill, but come on. And the guy came back to me and he's like, oh, no, but I'm Jewish. My like third grandma twice removed is Jewish. So I can say whatever I want.
Meanwhile, my mother is Jewish.
Yeah. I don't know. Some bullshit like that. And it's like, yeah, but when you post that stuff in a group with thousands of people in it, and there's no indication that you are Jewish, like, does that really help you? You know what I mean? Like, if you're a comedian, like Seinfeld,
your last name's Goldstein.
I know Larry David and people like that make a lot of fun of, like, Jewish culture sometimes, but they're clearly also, they don't hide the fact
that
they're
Jewish. Come and give your mother a kiss. You're wearing that?
Yeah, you've got to be able to make fun of yourself. But in that case, I don't know. It's out of context. It's not going to make sense. But I just thought, if you're hiding the fact that you're, or if you, it's not obvious that you're Jewish, and you're making these weird, like, hook nose is like a full on World War II schnazzy, like, trope. Yeah. TikTok's ruined me. I can't say actual words anymore. Or I'll get graped by the censors.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Not a real gun. Fake body.
It's a pew pew. Yeah, fake body, yeah. All you have to do is like hashtag fake body. When I first got TikTok, I was like, ooh, look at all the thirst traps. And I'm like, I also have Reddit. What am I doing? I don't need to do this. But
you've been on Reddit on this podcast and we've just been like, well, we can't show that.
all that, yeah. But it was pretty funny. I've added more since then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the first bit, because I'm just going to scroll down instead of going all the way down to the last one. Because that takes forever.
Oh, so we're going with the
newest stuff first.
The newest stuff, and then we're going to go to stuff that nobody gives a fuck about because it was 6 months ago.
Exactly. We're going to end on a high note. And there's movies. We've seen movies, surely.
I watched Loki last night.
Nice. You mean the original series?
No, I watched season 2, episode 1 last night.
Ooh, that's dropped? Yes. I had no idea. I knew it was coming. Did you watch all the Samuel Jackson running around in Germany series, like the one where it's
are you talking about
the one with all it's a series on
the
Disney.
Invasion one,
yeah, yeah, the scroll invasion
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, good for you. All right, yeah, I'm only two or three in, and I just couldn't get excited. Plus, I've got other stuff to finish. I want to watch finish Rebels.
I would.
Like I did finish Clone Wars.
I would watch that. It's kind of important.
Yeah, right. That's what people have said. Secret Invasion. It sets up. Secret Invasion. Yeah, I'll watch that too. I do want to watch it. I liked it. It was just a little. I was expecting the Skrull thing to be a whole movie, and then suddenly it's just this series. And I'm like, and it's like the reviews weren't great.
It's also ongoing.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right. But yeah, I did hear one or two reviews on other podcasts because I'm a trader.
I'm sorry. We're the only podcast on the internet. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
God.
That's the only way we'd get viewers. Even then, I don't know. I haven't heard great things. I enjoyed what I saw. I really enjoy watching the Australian actor Mendelsohn. Is it Ben Mendelsohn as the Skrull general type guy? It's just funny how thick his Australian accent is.
Like, the one who's on our side. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just, and then like his daughter's like full on just American. I don't know how that works, but fine. Like maybe it's like the first thing he cloned or took on and that just stuck for some reason. When he first went to Earth, he landed in like Wagga. Like, I'm going with it.
Yeah, that's definitely not a Wollongong accent, that's for sure.
No, yeah.
Fucking Wollongong.
The writers of the Drew Barrymore show have declined to return to the series after Drew Barrymore's attempt to be a scab and continue to work without them. Like, she wanted to do, I know she almost did a show, and the same with, I think it was Bill Maher during the strike, because they were like, you know, there's other people that aren't writers that want to get paid, and I want to do my show. I need my ego tickled. I got my viewers. But, yeah, that's not how it works.
We stand strong.
Yeah.
We're ready.
So much backlash.
If anything, I may go strike again for another 6 months right after this.
Yeah, which is really sick because I like both those people. Bill Maher, not so much lately. He's gone, like, lean more far right. He likes to be one of those people who's like, I'm a centrist, but, you know, we can see through all that. But Drew Barrymore's been, like, one of those people you can't cancel, like a Keanu Reeves, a Tom Hanks.
But it's how you can cancel her. Yeah. After this, find a way. Kind of seems like it's possible.
No, I don't know. Just through her whole career, I've been like, she's amazing. I love Drew Barrymore. And then she went like the chat show route, and I was like, it's kind of soft, but as long as she has fun, and everyone seems to be enjoying it from the clips I've seen. But yeah, the whole like scab thing, not good. So she did make an apology, but obviously it wasn't enough for her writers. We had a death a few months ago, good old Smash Mouth dude. I only added that because I know that was a song we played during one of our cosplay comps.
Might as well be walking on this. It's not that song. No. I know too much.
The one from Shrek.
Yeah. All-Star. Yeah.
All-Star, that's it. So, rip to Steve.
He's got a lot of good songs.
Yeah. He was not looking good, though. I think he had, like, a drug and alcohol problem.
Yeah. You know, it's not looking good. The fucking fly in this room.
Yeah. I'll just CGI it out.
No, you won't.
Totally, man. I've been working in the off season on my skills. You'll be surprised.
What program do you use?
Photoshop.
Exactly. Yeah, there it is.
Volition. Why is it so much to read?
They shut down the developers of Saints Row.
Yeah, that's sad. Because I was like, who are they? And then I read it and I was like, oh, I like Saints Row. So is that going to be revived again someday by someone else? Maybe.
Who knows?
Will it have the same sense of humor and irreverent? Like hijinks? I don't know.
The first three even the first four are great games. Mm. They were buggy here and there, but fuck, they were fun.
Yeah, I got to admit, I didn't play the most.
If I can drive a giant ball of yarn, I'm in.
Nice. Was it like that other game, Katamari Damacy, where there's like this ball and then you slowly make it bigger by picking up other objects? No. It was like some PlayStation game years ago. It was really cool.
It's not like that. It's Saints Row. It's Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I know, but I just thought, like Grand Theft Auto, sometimes they add in other game elements. Oh, we both have the Elon Musk. Oh, yeah, because we're both on the same group.
I'm on the same group. Yeah.
I forgot that. It's not just my own weird feed. Yeah, not everyone's happy with Elon Musk. I'm very not happy. I was always a bit like on the fence with the whole, like, since he called one of the Thai cave rescuers, P3DO, is another TikTok term. He's just been downhill since then, and now he's like basically come out as a full-on Russian bot orc Vatnik supporter, so screw that guy. But he also got booed at a Valorant tournament with chance of bring back Twitter, so not everyone's... It's even seeping through into like the non-political space. People are just pissed with him. It was funny, I don't know if you saw the interview the other day. It was more like a meet and greet when he sat down with the president of Turkey with his kid, and the old dude's like, yeah, where's your wife? Don't you have a wife? And just the look on Elon's face was priceless. He's like, well, actually, we divorced. And, oh, yeah, what happened to that fight with Mark Zuckerberg? Still not.
Still hasn't happened.
Yeah. He's too chicken shit. Mark's ready. He's like, let's go. Turn up to my house where I'm on. So I got to go. I've got some begrudging respect for Mark after that. Though he still doesn't seem to use his own app. I saw something recently where they had to explain to him all these like terms and like even the word zucked. He was like, what's that? I'm like, come on, man. You clearly never use Facebook. Bit of a fake gamer guy, whatever the social media version of that would be. So Baldur's Gate 3, that's been a huge buzz.
It's a good game.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of like thirst trap videos from some guy named Astarion.
I think
some like
I've already got over 100 hours in it. Nice. I finished it. I'll play it again when I have time. I just don't right now.
Because it's obviously got multiple endings because of all the different like love things you can do.
I even love just
like who did you romance this time? And then you can like go different. It's the same as like Cyberpunk, basically. But with dragons. Assuming there's dragons.
I'm not spoiling anything.
Okay. Because like one creature is a total spoiler. I was really sad about that. There's a show called The Peripheral on Amazon. Kind of cheesy. Like a lot of obvious cliches in it. But it's just really slick. And you care about the characters. And it has its moments of humor. It's set in the future. It's got some really cool concepts about VR and like body swapping and things like that. And it got cancelled, of course. So, very much a cliffhanger at the end of season one. So, that's fun.
I don't know who's in it. Chloe Grace Moretz. That's
her
name. I don't like her, apart from Kick-Ass. That's the only thing I liked her in. I think she's boring. I think she's dull. And I still haven't forgiven her for that one fucking vampire movie.
Ouch. Which one was that?
Oh, it's like Let Me In or some shit.
I haven't seen that, yeah.
Don't.
All right. I want to watch the original. I know there was like a Danish or a Scandinavian version. Mm.
Probably that's 10 times better. Yeah. Actually, probably a million times better. It's kind of hard to make. I can make a better movie than that.
Mm. Oh, so did you ever watch that movie with Sandra Bullock, The Blind Side?
Yes, I'm aware of that family being a piece of shit.
Yeah, they're not good.
Yes,
so don't worship them.
It's probably on here. I don't know.
The person that show is based on, that film is centered on, in real life is suing the family that quote-unquote adopted him. It wasn't really an adoption. It was more of like, you know how
Britney Spears is dad.
There we go. Yeah. So they took all his money and now he's trying to get some back. Even though he did have a football career. Mm. So he probably has money, but fuck him. They took it, get it back. It's your right. So that's sad to hear though.
Yeah. But speaking of movies, and I don't know if it's on the group or not, but we'll see. Yeah, did you watch Talk to Me?
No. Who's in that?
It's the movie made by Rocka Rocka, the Australian boys. The A24 horror film.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think... No. Is that new?
Yes.
Well, that's probably why.
It's come out since this podcast has not been made.
Well, that's not hard. A lot of things have come out.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for it. Is it still in the cinemas?
I don't think so.
No. If I see an image, it might jog my memory.
I'm sorry. Not even that. It was made... to be fair, it initially came out in 2022. No, it is still in cinemas now. It's in Penrith. And
how did it come out and then also come out now? Like a year ago and then re-released.
Like,
that's rare.
It was out initially for like Sundance and shit.
Oh, it doesn't count. Yeah. Film festivals are a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's good?
Very. Very good.
All right. Where's that set though?
Here.
Oh, that's unusual.
94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn. All right. I'll check it out. I know there's another horror movie at the moment that's come out called like The Exorcist Returns or something. Mm-hmm. Apparently that's terrible. So don't worry about that. The most recent film that I did watch, there's a lot I want to talk about. There's a few films I've seen.
It was Barbie.
Yeah, so good. No, Oppenheimer is probably the last. I out of the Barbie Oppenheimer thing, I did watch The Ladder.
Oh, it's good because I watched Barbie.
You didn't see Oppenheimer?
I didn't see
Barbie. Oh, man, that was good.
I've seen Barbie.
The soundtrack is amazing. Christopher Nolan doing his thing as usual. Cillian Murphy killing it. Yeah. So
get out. Get the fuck out. I'm shutting this down. Nah, that's how the podcast dies. Fuck this.
No. I didn't think about that. It just dropped. I was like, that's perfect. I'm keeping it. That was a great movie. 2.5 hours or something. As always, he likes his long movies. Probably not my favorite. I still prefer, I don't know about Tenet. I think Tenet was a mess. It was visually amazing, but yeah, Oppenheimer has the visuals, but it's mostly in like two or three rooms.
Flip-flopping on Tenet.
Why? Did I love it last time?
Yes. I fucking love this movie. I don't
think
it's
aged well in my mind. I think because I thought with time, I'll understand what happened.
I will go back.
It's been like a year. And put in all the Tenet
clips of this fucking podcast. No, I won't. Let's be honest. No. I will hire someone to go back.
No, you won't. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm not making money. Not yet.
Getting there. Yeah, no, I give it like a 7. I had some really cool moments because I'm there for like those shining moments of brilliance, even in a sea of dross. Like, there can be films which are ultimately not great, but have some beautiful just spots. And you're like, oh, that was good. So, it's always like Citizen Kane, for example.
Like Citizen Kane.
That's another long movie.
Have you watched this?
Yes.
Yeah, so have I.
Impressive.
The Bird.
The Bird?
The random jump scare bird.
Oh, I forget about that. Yeah. I remember the whole thing with the sled. There was a lot of shouting. That was like one of the complaints I saw about Oppenheimer was there was a lot of talking, a lot of exposition. They were like over-explaining things. The point of the story wasn't that great. Like the whole plot was just like, why did he lose his security clearance? Did it really make that much of a difference other than like his reputation slightly? The stakes didn't – I think if they'd centered more on just the building of the bomb and leading up to that, that could have been – like they just tried to introduce too much intrigue with the whole Robert Downey Jr. character. But he was really good. Like Robert Downey Jr., I barely recognized him. And all some great actors. And like the sex scenes were weird. There was one with like whoever his mistress is. At that point, they were just dating. It was weird. He slept with a lot of women. It was just like, it's like Christopher Nolan's never had sex with a woman. Or
never had sex with a woman.
Not with a woman.
Never had sex with a woman.
That's how that works. That's how English is done. So I don't know. I'm a bit rusty. You drag it out this long, I'm just going to be like riding a wobbly tricycle into here. But yeah, no, I recommend it still. I if you could watch it on a big screen with some good sound, like speakers, it's really worth it because he takes full advantage of everything that he possibly can. I don't know. I just think the story
He takes advantage of the sound,
The
screen, the actresses he works with. I'm kidding. I feel like Nolan would be the type to immediately sue me for that joke.
Yeah, we'll find out, I guess.
I ain't worth shit.
Good luck. If he sees it, so also good luck. So Barbie, I heard it was fun. I wasn't like super... I'm not into musicals. Let's put that out there.
It's not a musical.
There's a whole dancing, singing scene. There's
like two songs.
Yeah, that's enough for me. I'm out. It's like one where they're all dancing. Like I've seen shots. It's like Ryan Gosling and a whole bunch of guys and they're all running all over the place.
I guess you're not watching Sweeney Todd.
I did see that though, with a girl dragged me to it. Like that was 20 years ago. It was a Johnny Depp movie and it had like the guy that's, Borat.
So, yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen. That was fun, but just a lot of singing.
It's a musical.
Yeah. I just want to get on with the story. I'm all
about
the story.
What we do. We set a goal. We hit a amount of subscribers. I make Pat do a 24-hour live marathon of musicals.
Huh. Like you watch something political because you're not really into politics. So as much as you say you're a greenie.
I'm not answering that question.
I'll make you watch like a 24-hour trans debate. With like Keffels and Vosh and all these people that you hate.
I have no idea who those people are.
Yeah, so. Like they scream a lot. So that helps. Are you into Kai Cenat? He screams a lot.
Kai Cenat, I know that
he's
name.
He's like this huge streamer. They had like a, I don't know if it was since the last one, but he did
black,
a giveaway.
He
did like a PlayStation giveaway in New York.
He?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
just all the clips my son sends me, he's just screaming. Yeah. I'm like, dude, is that his whole thing? Is that all? Is that why he's popular? Mm-hmm. He'll just say something will happen and he'll start jumping around and screaming. And anyone who's like a guy that I do watch Destiny criticized him for that. And he just got hammered for being like a total racist. So, yeah, you got to be careful.
Racism is wrong.
True.
Hating everyone equally is right.
Oh, yeah. The other death that I care more about was Lance Reddick. I don't know if we mentioned if that happened on the last one.
I don't think it would.
But so.
I feel like we did. I feel like we did because we were talking about how like, he was playing Destiny the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Keith David, who's the guy at the end of...
It's Keith David. He's also he's the president in Rick and Morty.
He's done a lot of stuff.
He's done a lot of shit.
He's a big
man.
Voice actor. There's a film that he's done where at the end he's like sodomizing Jennifer Connelly. So maybe if you're into wholesome Keith David, don't watch that. And everyone's like on heroin. Good fun. It's gonna. I know I've got it here somewhere. Damn it.
I already picked it. I picked the DVD for the week. It was Citizen Kane.
Yeah. Apparently one of the greatest movies of all time. I wouldn't go that far.
No.
But back in the day, sure.
It's something.
I really need to watch a lot more of those 60s, 70s classics that keep getting referenced by actual film critics. They're like, oh, well, yes, it has notes of this and elements of that. I'm like, oh, I don't know any of those movies. Oh, that's the Kai Cenat thing. Yeah, just there was an out-of-control mob in New York because he tried to give away some PlayStations and it turned into a huge riot. And, like, hundreds were injured and there was millions in property damage. And everyone was just like, okay, maybe don't do that again.
All right. Because I know...
Oh, speaking of musicals, there was a Star Trek episode that was a musical. That sounds fun.
I don't give a fuck about Star Trek. This is going to be controversial. I didn't like Across the Spider-Verse.
Fuck, that was another one that's been out, yeah. What is your malfunction? So who hurt you in your life to lead to that terrible
opinion? It was pretty, but it was too fucking long. And 90% of the movie, 80% of the movie, nothing happened. Nothing happened in 80% of the movie.
Did you walk into the wrong theater?
No. Nothing happened in the movie. Go ahead. Tell me what happened.
Well, he meets that other side character from the first movie who he'd knocked over and caught a donut or something. Some dude that ended up being filled with holes.
Yeah. Who was in it for about, 15%?
Of the first movie?
No, he was in about 15% of this one.
Sure. But yeah, he was the overarching antagonist to a degree, but I think that was setting him up more for the third movie. This is more of a filler movie.
This was exactly. This was a filler episode. Yeah, and people going, it was great. No, nothing happened.
It's still Miles Morales. It's still beautiful. It's still all these cool heart touch, really heart-wrenching scenes between him and his parents. I cried three or four times.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. I don't know. Okay. I think that's...
You want to complain about Tenet and a lot of talking and Oppenheimer and a lot of talking. 90% of this movie is talking.
Yeah, but it's also a beautiful cartoon. So you can make do with the talking when they're running around through these 10 or 30 different alternate universes that they end up in. There's a Bombay version of New York. There's that amazing scene.
That was cool. I'll give them that. Running, that was interesting. Yep.
Yeah, where he goes to the weird Spider Central universe.
Yeah, and they talk about the canon events.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much the only thing that happened in the movie.
Okay. I feel like it's one of those things we just have to agree to disagree on because
it was
it's purely a subjective.
It was it's a canon event. And then it was, you're not meant to be Spider-Man. And then they chased, and the movie ended. Oh, no. I'm sorry. They chased. He got home. Oh, wait, no, he didn't. End of the movie.
Okay. I mean, you're allowed to not have a soul. That's legal. No one can fault you for that. I can't judge you. If you don't enjoy one of the most, beautiful, moving cartoon experiences out there, then, what can I do?
Bad movie.
Brilliant movie. Watch it. 10 out of 10.
Maybe 9. Do you know how much I like being the devil's advocate with this situation, but it's very genuine? I'm like, I didn't like the movie.
Yeah, I can never tell if you're serious or not. You're like my brother. Yeah, I don't know. I had a good time with it. I watched it twice. You're never going to get me off that. Love for I have for that. What those two guys create.
I'll see what you have to say about it when it's got the same age as Tenet.
Yeah. See how consistent I am. Yeah, but it made sense. There was nothing in it that was why did they do this or why did they do that?
That could have been a 30-minute short. That could have been an episode, which they stretched to endgame level time.
Sure. But as long as you fill that time with interesting stuff, which for me was interesting, but for you wasn't, just the humor, the pacing, there was a lot of action. You
pacing? Can't say
there wasn't a lot of fight scenes.
It was a tortoise in the hair.
Okay. Well.
It was nothing's going on. Holy fuck, they're chasing him. Nothing's going on.
Yep.
And then 47 people do the meme.
That was pretty good. And we saw Donald Glover twice. Okay, like the live action Donald Glover in a cartoon. That was pretty cool.
I'll appreciate the live action Donald Glover. Yeah.
More of that. So, I don't know. I just, it wasn't a waste of time for me. Obviously, everyone's got different like needs in terms of entertainment. But so, another person I'm canceling internally, up till now, I wasn't sure about him. Then I read about him, Stephen Amell, or Amell.
Amell.
Yeah, Stephen Amell from Arrow. Didn't support the SAG strike.
And then days later, he was supported striking.
Yeah, it's pretty... Or he was
His seen. Agent clearly called him and went, what the fuck did you do?
Yeah, do you want to work again in this town?
And then they cancelled Heels. And I liked that show.
The first, yeah, apparently it's a good show.
It's a very good show.
Yeah. So even if you're a dick, you can still make good movies. Look at Tom Cruise. Great movies.
Yeah, but he's also notoriously, like, really nice.
Yeah, to your face. And he's also notoriously... Scientologist going, they will keep looping back to that. Didn't he force like a whole bunch of people to come in with candles and have a cultish ceremony when his ex-wife gave birth and ate the placenta? I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too many gossip magazines.
Yeah, I feel like you know what's too much gossip magazines?
No.
Like, how many gossip magazines are too many?
Probably one.
Yeah, one. Any at all. Any at all. True. Because that is the, like, I don't know how you don't get sued for defamation just by writing at one of those.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because in Australia, they can do what they want. Like, Americans aren't going to sue someone here. But they don't. I don't know if they talk about Australian celebrities so much because they will sue. Like, Rebel Wilson sued Hello or whoever it was. And she got paid. So, Daryl Arrow sued Jordan. He got paid. Yeah, they need to change that. It's way too hard to be honest in Australian media.
Hated Spider-Man. Oh, I would say I didn't like Across the Spider-Verse. Mm.
But it made good money, so a lot of people liked
what
it.
What I did like was the Gollum video game. Masterpiece.
Go on.
Yeah. I just like it when I understand what the plight of Gollum is. And by the end of me playing it, I truly want to kill myself.
Is that Gollum from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
He got his own game?
Yeah, it's in the group.
I didn't know there was a Gollum game. I'm not going to go all the way to the bottom. I'm doing this in order. So they both made a lot of money. Barbie, Oppenheimer, the Spider-Man thing. Yeah, you wait. Then Nathan Fillion, he's going to be in Green Lantern in Superman Legacy. Like, he will play Green Lantern. I don't know if he's going to get his own movie. But he's going to be in Superman, so that's cool. He was really good in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He's always good. Who are we kidding? He's awesome. Jennifer Garner's going to be in Deadpool 3 as Elektra, so that's cool. I don't know if they'll bring in Ben Affleck as Daredevil. That would be cute. Apparently, I heard a rumor where they're going to bring in a lot of old X-Men actors and characters and just kill them.
I hope so.
That could be fun. Really, that's the next big movie for me to look forward to. And what's his name? Snyder was making like a Wish.com Star Wars movie?
I don't know. But speaking of Deadpool and the strike, Ryan Reynolds was not allowed to improv during the strike. So hopefully now he can again.
Can they go back and do all those scenes? Because that's like part of his thing.
Just going forward. I don't know how much. You're just doing reshoots at that point.
Jesus. Yeah, that sucks.
But then again, you also got to think.
I know that.
You also got to think. He is masked up for 90% of the film. So how much can you just do in post?
Yeah, but I don't know. It feels to me, and I could be wrong, but a lot of that would be in the moment. It would just strike you like, hey, we should try this.
Mm.
And if you lose that sort of present, say ad-lib energy, then is the fun sucked out of it? Will it translate well onto the screen? If some writer later comes up with another idea. Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure it's going to be fun either way. Speaking of so there's three movies that made a lot of money. Spider-Verse, Barbie, Oppenheimer. One that didn't make a lot of money was The Flash, which I got to admit, even I haven't watched.
I have.
Really?
And I got to tell you.
Huh.
I liked The Flash.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Because I got hammered by the box office, by the critics. You had a good time.
I nearly bought
it the other day. It was at JB Hi-Fi for $20. I was like, be meaning to watch it, but it'll probably be on Amazon or something. So I'll have a look first.
I rather enjoyed it.
All right.
Yeah.
It is a very touching story, the whole going back in time to help save his mum or try and save his mum, and then he realizes she has to die to save the world type thing, right? Everyone knows the Flashpoint story.
You mean a canon event?
Yeah. It's a canon event. Do not interfere. So Is that as sad and touching as, and I don't know if you have the heart to speak on this, but is it as moving as it should be? Because that really could be a super like poignant thing.
So, yeah, I feel like it is touched upon, but not in the way they could have touched upon it. Because, and spoilers, I suppose, the bad guy of the movie, the thing that's chasing the Flash throughout it, surprise, surprise, there's another speedster, is the Flash.
Mm. Yeah. Alternate timeline. Yeah, I mean, there's two of them in that, and then yes, he's never going to act again. So they're like, "I might as well give him like a big goodbye."
The second one is the one that becomes the evil thing, but right, then ends up killing the evil thing. It's real. It's a lot of timey wimey bullshit, but yeah, it's fun. And also, you know, Batman.
All of the Batmans, like you got Keaton. That's the thing. Kevin Smith loved that. That was he just wanted to see.
You got Michael Keaton. You got Ben Affleck. You got
George Clooney?
Nicolas Cage, Superman.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, George Clooney.
He's in it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's pretty cool. What about Val Kilmer? They kind of can't use him.
Nah, they didn't use Val Kilmer.
No, because...
We got three Batman. And we
cats
got
are fighting.
Three Batman and old Superman, except for...
I can't believe they went with George. Not Christian Bale, though. It's like arguably the worst of all the Batman films. Like, he's apologized for it numerous times. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. We might even had a clip from Adam West.
Oh, yeah. No, they used his voice in like, you know how in Star Wars, like the last film they did?
Yeah.
You could hear Ahsoka. Yeah, yeah. They did that. And it was like maybe a cartoon or something. But I haven't seen it, obviously. Mm. But there was some rumblings of discontent from certain fans of like, oh, that's disrespectful. But his family okayed it, obviously. And yeah, there's a debate to be had on whether on the ethics of doing that, because it's obviously not. He's dead. So how much can you use his likeness and his voice to recreate performances? Kevin Smith said he knew the guy and he would have loved it. The fact that he's that character that he gave so much life to could live on after his death. So in that spirit, I think it's pretty cool. As long as it's done, I think, again, if you stick to like the high quality stuff, the spirit of a character, if you don't suddenly turn it into like some weird sadomasochistic snuff film, then you're probably okay.
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting to see where they go from this, whether they most likely do a complete, you know, restart for the whole universe after not being going with Ezra.
Yeah, it is weird because Ezra's gone, but yeah, they're keeping these people but not those people.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Henry Cavill is gone, and they're using some guy named David Corin Sweat, who just looks like a Wish.com Henry Cavill, like the one... You know, the meme is when you want Henry Cavill, but mom says we have him at home. Henry Cavill. Cute.
I'd like to see more Clooney just because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what Jay. I trust in Gunn. He generally delivers. So I just get annoyed. Like even shows when I was growing up, like Roseanne, where they would switch out an actor. I think it was the sister Becky and other shows. And it was like, hang on. Everyone else is just ignoring that. This person's completely changed their appearance. So it's got to be a bit like that, but I'll have to get over it and just roll and hope that, you know, the script, everything else is going to be fine. He can't be worse than literally any other director. I can't think of who I'd rather have run like universe. So the guy that was the taxi driver in Deadpool, the Indian dude.
I recognize the voice.
Yeah, he was the Indian Spider-Man.
You know what I also recognized?
What?
The time that Pat said Louis. I'm going to make sure I get this. No matter what. You can't cut it if I constantly refer to it.
And there was a kid that did like his own little YouTube stop frame animation thing.
Mm.
And that was in it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also going to have to change the battery on this camera in a second.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because... No, I can't. It's the recording thing. Oh, that other thing that's flashing?
Yeah.
That's not good. We'll see how we go.
See how we go.
Oh, there. The 14-year-old YouTuber animated
actually don't
the
think
scene.
It's film? With Lego. No, it is film.
Oh, here we go. The Lord of the Rings Gollum. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
I've not played. Just as unlikable and tragic as its namesake protagonist. Damn, why would you do that? Why would you make him your character? Like the one that you play?
Clunky as fuck.
Yeah. Like, what are they going to do next? Make a game with that character from Dobbins from Harry Potter? Dobby?
Good old Dobbins and Lowy.
They couldn't afford the real
Dobbins and Lowy. Yeah.
They just did like a again.
Here's the professor. Here's the headmaster of the school. Dumbledore.
Oh, that's another death.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. I think it's Gambon.
Doorknob. Because he's Dumbledore. Yeah, he's Dumbledore.
I should Google his name because that's really bad if I don't.
Dumbledore dead.
Oh, Christ. It's hard typing with one hand. It'll probably just Albus Dumbledore. Oh, yeah. So it's Michael Gambon. I was right. I thought he was already dead, to be honest.
That was the other one.
Yeah. I know there was, like, there's another example. You had, like, two different actors for Dumbledore in, like, the seven movies. He was 82. He died on 28th of December. That's a good innings. I'd want to last a bit longer, but 82 is not bad. And Disney's closing one of the things that was on my bucket list, which is the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel experience. It's a mouthful. You could dress up. You were staying in, like, this place where it looked exactly like the set.
And it was a Star Wars
movie.
Very,
all the windows were like space.
Fucking expensive.
Yeah, it was a lot. So I don't think there was enough people. I mean, it was booked out, but they just couldn't justify the costs or something. And, you know, they had every single other person in there was acting, like all their staff were like role-playing basically as Star Wars characters. So, you know, Imperial troopers. I think you could be like a rebel or on the other side. That would have been cool. I guess the closest we'll get is in a decade or so, we'll have some pretty good VR version where you can walk around in like a pretty legit looking Star Cruiser. That would be cool. Mortal Kombat 1, that's out.
Yeah, played it.
Any good?
Yeah, it's Mortal Kombat.
Nice. That's always good.
Johnny Cage, baby.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of clips of him. They've made him look a bit different.
Yeah.
There's even a version like you can... I don't know how it works, but like you can get a version that looks just like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. And that's in the new one.
Yes.
All right. Because it looked just like him. So I hope he got a bit of scrap for that. Maybe got a coin or two.
It's also voiced by Jean-Claude Van Damme when you're dressed like that.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know if I'll buy the game. It's like $90 still or $100. But when it drops, I'll
see. Yeah, I got it for 70.
Because I've got like number 11 sitting there, but I never played it. Yeah, there it is. Ultimate. Just, it's a two-player thing. Like, for me, I can't be bothered going through the whole, like, campaign by myself. But if I have a mate over...
The campaign's not two-player.
Yeah, but that kind of game, I'm not really big on playing single, like, going through the campaign. It's more of just a friend will come over,
and you'll beat down. The shit out of each other.
Exactly, you know? And then try and work... Like, they'll wait for you to...
figure out the fatality.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they kind of have to wait once they're, like, doing this. You can kind of pause and look at things. Tears of the Kingdom sold over 10 million copies in its first 3 days. It's a good game. I haven't played much of it. I've floated around a little bit, jumping from island to island. My son has it. He's obsessed. He'll play either that or Minecraft most days. So they're doing something right over there.
Yeah. I bought my niece the other one, the one before it.
Are you going to go to the WWE in Perth?
We'll see. We'll see who wants to combat tickets for my... I mean, who wants to combat money to play for my fucking tickets?
Yeah, that'll be the biggest thing. Like, they might give you a ticket to take photos, or they probably have their own people.
I mean, there's a lot of connections in Australia, but more importantly, let's see who wants to pay for my flights and my hotel.
Yeah, good luck with that. Did you see Fast X?
Yes.
That was disappointing.
I liked it.
You liked that, but you didn't like Spider-Verse.
I liked that because I thought Jason Momoa was quite fun. I think he was great in it.
Yeah, he was all right. He was like one of the things that carried it. He was one of the characters that just...
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It was basically a version of the Joker.
I went into it going, I know what this is going to be.
He had his own stamp on it. Like, apparently his mother's favorite color is purple. So he made everything about him purple. The cars, the jackets.
No, his mother's most hated color was purple.
Hated?
Yeah, she hates purple.
Must have read that backwards. Okay. Well, that's even funnier.
Yeah.
He's just trolling his mum. But yeah, he was like the alternate universe version of the Joker put in Fast and Furious.
I'm so small leaning back.
And who saw? Yeah, you look tiny. I mean, you are smaller than me already, but damn.
But my back's given out.
Mine still. I'm used to sort of forcing myself into awkward contortionist
especially
positions.
On this couch.
I'm usually lying down on this couch, to be honest. But yeah, when I'm driving the truck or need to sleep for 5 minutes, and I'm like one leg up here and head's
drive
over there.
The truck, needing to sleep.
Oh, it's happened. I mean, I've seen the results of that, so I try not to do that too often. I do pull over when I need to. But yeah, I saw a ute go up the back of a truck the other day. It wasn't fun.
Oh.
Kid's okay, though, apparently. So, winning. Good luck, Lucas. Yeah, Dwayne The Rock, he made a cameo in it, even after he'd said he wouldn't return. So, he's going to be probably more so in the next two films, because mm-hmm. it's going to be two more.
The last two.
Hopefully, unless they do a spin-off, which I've heard jokes about from... Yeah,
from Vin Diesel himself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right, you saw that clip.
Saying stuff about dinosaurs and shit.
Yeah, I think at that point he's just memeing, but I wouldn't put anything past him.
Nah.
Some of the shit they've done already, space,
Jurassic Park.
Did they bring up that, you know how in like, not 10, but I guess 9, it was Tyson, or what's his name? Tyrese? Yeah, Tyrese Gibson. He was like joking
about... Oh, yeah, he
about,
was like, we're invincible.
Yeah, what's going on? Like, how did
we
not get
we
shot?
We have to be invincible.
Yeah, they fell into a hole at one point, like 50 guys were shooting at them. And somehow they didn't get a scratch on him. And it was him and Ludacris, maybe, that were like, something going on here. Like, the fourth wall breaking was pretty good. And then they just didn't touch on it again in the next one. So, and I think because Justin Lin might have been in 9, and then 10 they went with someone else. And Justin Lin went and made, like, Aquaman 2, or whatever it was. So,
did that come out?
No, that's had all kinds of issues because... Yeah. Yeah, what's her name?
I hope that comes out the same way Batgirl does.
Johnny Depp's ex, Amber Heard, and also she's been like complaining that because, of course, Momoa's mates with Depp, so he would dress up.
Aquaman.
He would just give a shit. He would just treat her like crap, basically. You know, I don't know how professional that is, but that's what she's claiming. I think he even dressed up as Depp one time. I don't know. Which would be hard. I'd like to see that.
Jack Sparrow or something.
Yeah. All you have to do is look like a hobo.
Yeah. Aquaman. I fucking still love that clip of audio from that fucking court case.
Was that Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
I have to find that. There was some good audio. There was a lot of like crazy shit. But there was something about the wine.
A mega pint?
Yeah. That guy's a mess. But you can't... I mean, that was a whole mess. Like, I'm not happy with her or him. But that was a long time ago, so... Let's try and move on from getting obsessed with celebrities when, you know, there's a war on. Maybe that's more important. Jonathan Majors, speaking of celebrities getting in trouble for possibly being domestic abusers. That's sad because he was set up to be the next big guy in the Marvel Universe. I don't know what they're going to do with that. It's been a few months since this article and, like, I haven't heard anything. They're saying he could face up to a year in prison. I think since then... The assault charges might have been dropped. The girl was flip-flopping a lot. She was like, no, don't charge him. But then the cops charged him anyway because it was like video. I don't know. It's messed up.
Yeah.
So, and he's their dude. He's like Kang. Is he going to be in the second season of Loki at all?
Face is already in it.
Well, shit. He's the big bad. So, it's going to be interesting to see how they navigate that. PewDiePie got banned on Twitch. What's new? I mean, everyone's banned on Twitch at this point. That platform can fucking die as far as I care. They're really running it into the ground. They just keep making it gradually worse and worse. To be fair, I've never really used it, but I watch a lot of streamers that are on it and have used it, and are just like, it sucks. I think our old mate Peter Steen.
Who's funny enough? Welcome, Peter, to the episode.
Hey.
I thought you said we got him for the episode.
No, I was just saying that he's on Twitch.
No, I thought you said he was coming in.
Yeah.
He told me he was right around the corner. Are you lying to me?
I might have forgot something.
Oh.
I knew I forgot to tell him. He's probably at work. He's always working in bars. Like the loudest place you could be.
Oh, he wants to get to the Baxter Inn. And I'm like, I would shoot myself.
Isn't that where he works now?
I don't know. That place was nice like 6 years ago when not all of Sydney knew about it. And now all of Sydney knows about it.
So it's like a trendy bar. Workplace harassment lawsuits got Riot Games to settle with 1,600 women for $100 million. So, what the hell? What's going on at Riot Games? Can they just shut that place down and start again? Like, Jesus.
Are you what the hell? Crazy? You know how much money that Riot Games is worth?
What are they behind? Not Fortnite, surely.
Valorant.
Rust.
League of Legends.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty big game. Well, I'm just talking about the people behind it. They need to get rid of all those dudes. Like, that's not cool, man. Stop harassing the women.
Riot Games is ranked number 77 in the list of total 100 brands as rated by customers. Right, their current valuation is $3.52. No, billion.
Yeah, 3.5. Is that all? Not 10. Just 3. Mm. It's close to single digits. I don't know. Like, it's getting, it might as be a few hundred million at this point. You know, I could make, someone did the math once on how much $1 billion is. Like, you could go to $100 an hour and work 100 hours a week, and it would still take you like 4,000 years to get $1 billion.
Their annual revenue is $1.8 billion.
That sounds healthy. I mean, I don't know what the costs are. Probably not too much.
Their estimated revenue online per employee is $288,000.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I'd take a bit of heat for that. $100,000 a year. I'd cop a bit of abuse. But let's not make light of that sort of behavior. They should still get their money. Reporters are using Counter-Strike to deliver Ukraine war news to Russians. See, I love this when a news article crosses over to my two like main loves. That's pop culture. And like, I shouldn't say I love a war, but I am following the war and all the tragedy that's coming out of it. Largest land war since World War II. And it's nuts how many people are like, yeah, Russians pretty much had to. Ukrainians are Nazis anyway. And it's like, there's a lot of misinformation to push back on. And that's the point of reporters jumping on these games and giving it straight to them. I don't understand why Russians can still play Call of Duty, Counter-Strike, and a lot of these games. Apparently, it's quite common for them to be very abusive when they come across a Ukrainian player. And a friend of mine set up a service so you can report them. Like, he's saying, screenshot them, send them to me, I'll send it on to the devs and that sort of thing. And those people can be removed permanently from the server. But yeah, it's a real mess. But that's cool. I like that. Okay, some movies. Shazam 2. Did you watch that?
No.
Okay. I thought it was good. I don't know if they're going to make any more, but I thought it was a nice little way to round it all up with all the friends. Like, did you see the first one?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, so you know he's got all these brothers and sisters. They get the powers at the end. So in this movie, we get to see how that works. They lose them all at one point and get them back. And, you know, spoilers. But it's just done really well, and it was sweet, and my son loved it. And that's the main bar for me. Like, it's a silly little bit of fun. Like, that's you can't expect the world. It's just perfect for that age group, like 7 to, like, 13. Yeah, more. They should keep making, like, smaller little superhero movies like that amongst all the big overarching storyline. You got to have your Infinity Wars and things leading up to that, but it's also nice to have a few cute little one-shots in there. Like how I just wrote Rider Strike.
Yeah, I did see John Wick 4, even though you skipped the other fucking movies right
there. Just that small little...
And Guardians 3.
Yeah, I just noticed how I wrote that one stupid thing. Guardians 3, we kind of mentioned. I'm surprised it's been that long. Like, wow. Was there a really cheesy song at the end of that movie?
Yes.
That was kind of silly. But the rest of it was great. Like, the appearance of...
Adam Warlock?
Yeah. I can't remember his name. He's great in The Bear as well, if you watch The Bear. He's only in it for, like, an episode, but...
Oh, yeah, I've clearly not seen that episode, then.
Right, yeah, season 2.
Yeah, I'm only up to, like, episode 2 of that.
Okay, cool.
Of season 2.
It's, you know the black guy who's, like, the pastry chef, the dessert dude? He goes to, like, Scandinavia for some reason and learns how to do dessert, and that's his, like, teacher.
That's funny.
Yeah. Has a guy ride into him on a bike, and it's just... I love that show. It's one of the best shows ever. Yeah. It's very... If you've lived with a family that is a lot, it's quite relatable. You know, like crazy mother, brothers-in-law that you're a little bit scared of, lots of tragedy, but also if you've ever seen Shameless, which is weird, like the main character, the bear himself, came straight from another show where...
About a family.
Just a fucked up family. Yeah. And it's like it makes you cry, but also laugh. So, yeah, and he's in something coming out, I forget. I saw a trailer and it looked good, but very different. So, he's not. I'd be happy if he just kept doing stuff like that. But, you know, let's see what else he can do. Jerry Springer died in April.
Jerry.
Apparently, the entire Super Mario Brothers movie was uploaded to Twitter. Millions watched it that way. I mean, I guess with Elon not really giving a fuck anymore, and there's like he fired everyone that was like in moderation. So it was good too. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I had a busy weekend. Four different artists.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of bands I'd never heard of. Very, like, a lot of thrashy metal type stuff. But, yeah, I can dig it. If you sit there long enough and you, like, start bouncing away.
It was funny. On the show on Sunday night, I had a buddy message me about the Friday night show. And he goes, hey, was this person the opener? And I was like, yeah. And as he sends this message to me, I just look to my left. And the person he's asking me about is right next to me. And I just elbow and I go, check this out. She goes, huh. I go, yeah, small world.
There you go.
Ah.
Serendipity. So is this true that like WWE are merging with UFC? How's
they have. It's work? Already happened. Yeah.
All right. So what's the outcome?
They're now one company called Endeavor. No, right, or TKO.
Will there ever be any crossover in any way?
I fucking doubt it. One's real, one's rigged.
I know. That's what I'm just trying to... what's the synergy?
People, you might have people making appearances and branding and sports and having a potential. And you got to also look at like, I think the big thing is the licensing for the streaming.
Yeah.
That's where the money is. If you get both UFC, but they already control it as it is. But whoever, because that's the self thing, but whoever gets the network rights, fuck.
When you go into the room with like whoever makes the toys, you're bringing a bigger dick because you're like, you're buying from us. The contract for not just UFC figures, but WWE figures.
That'll probably still.
So now you need to give us more money. Yeah, sure, but they've got like what I'm saying is their leverage is higher. So yeah, that's cool. I mean, also possibly if you're doing an event like we're at this stadium on the 29th, you could have like a UFC event one night and then the WD thing the next night.
Oh, the old WD thing.
Yep.
The old WD.
WD 40 sponsoring. This podcast, I just have to slip him in there now and then. It's very like subtle.
Just how I got to slip in Louis.
Yeah. It's like subliminal advertising.
Smoke. One of those. You're smoking yet?
And speak of, like, going back to weirdly, I should list them all at once, but like, and like, if I was going to do any structuring, it would be like, here's people that are canceled, do that. Here's people that died, do that. Here's like news. Here's reviews. Like, that would be the way you would break it up. But, you know, who wants that kind of crazy structure? Let us know. Bella Ramsey is now cancelled because she eats cereal with orange juice. So that's a crime. She should be shipped off to The Hague to answer for that crime as soon as possible. Bella Ramsey from like
Game of Thrones. I know who that is, but the fact that you're making such a big deal out of the way someone eats something.
It's important
stuff.
Who
gives a fuck?
That's the joke. It's just who can, if someone can put themselves through that on purpose, they're like, yes, I want to do this and enjoy it. There's something wrong. They're not human. They're not real. I don't know if you've seen that meme with the girl on the plane. She's just like pointing back at the, as she's getting dragged off. They're not real.
Oh, yeah.
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 That and she's normal. Like,
not real.
Someone interviewed her like later on and she just seemed completely normal. Yeah. It was so weird. It's like, I thought she was, I mean, that's kind of crazy. And then later in this interview, she's like, yeah, no, I noticed them and they were definitely not a real person. And other than that, she was fine. Like dressed normally, attractive, office looking lady. And I'm like, all right, there's some going on there. Okay, so some Adelaide-based wrestler won SmackDown.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. We're already...
What's it, Rhea Ripley? I know that's a long time ago. I just watched SmackDown.
We're already past.
Yeah.
We're already up to date now because... Yeah. I checked. That's fucking six March. Months ago.
All right. Cool. 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 Yeah. All right. But speaking of wrestling.
Speaking of.
I just watched that SmackDown that was in September. That was good.
Speaking of.
Justin, John Cena was back.
Yeah. Justin Roiland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've heard voices.
We've heard voices.
I don't like them.
Not just in my head.
Some of them were okay.
The Morty one's good.
Yeah.
The Rick one, I preferred if they just try to go in a different direction altogether.
Nah. You got to, like, imagine he's thinking time. Immemorial, like say 30, 50 years from now, someone's watching the show and then they jump to the next season. They're like, sounds a little different, but yeah, it's okay. Like, it's maybe like he aged.
It's like the Aunt Viv in Fresh Prince.
What happened there?
They recasted her after four seasons.
Recast.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was saying before about Becky and Roseanne, I didn't know about the Fresh Prince one. You know, then it's a bit, you can't really hide it if it's live action. It's like, that's a totally different person.
I think
person.
It was like on the third episode of like the fifth season, one of the main characters. Actually, no, it's the first three seasons and then they recast it. And then, yeah, on the fourth season, like the third episode in, one of the spin-off side characters, Jazz, just goes, hey, does Aunt Viv look different than anybody else?
Nice. Yeah, it's okay. Something like that. If you can acknowledge it, then that's cute. Like on that show, I can see him. It's a comedy, so I can kind of pull it off. A drama, it's a bit harder. It reminds me of that Rick and Morty episode where there was like a squanchy or something, and it had always been there. And the family was like, yeah, you're our best friend. And then only one of them, I think it was probably...
Yeah, that's the...
was like, hang on, you just got episode. Here. Yeah, because it like got into their brains and made them think all their memories had him in it.
Squanchy was real, but you're talking about Mr. Poopy Butthole.
That's it.
Who was real.
Yeah. It'll just be like one of those Berenstain Bears, Mandela Effect type things.
Yeah.
Where they'll be watching it and just going, did his voice change?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's relevant.
And apparently Justin Roiland hasn't talked to like Dan Harmon for 7 years or something. Yeah. I saw some article and I was like, how? But they were, he's doing the voice. I guess once you write the script, you just send it off and then he'll go and do the voice. They don't really need to interact. Mm. That's kind of sad. Like if he's your main guy, you'd want to be able to give a little bit of, in a perfect world, he'd be there when he's doing the acting. And he'd be like, okay, give that a little bit more. I just would have thought Dan would be more involved. Like, I know with Community, he was, like, there talking to everyone as they were acting. Like, that's the point. You're the director. But I guess with cartoons, it's a bit more, I just write it and send it off. And it still works because that's a damn good show. Is there new episodes yet? Like, it's actually...
No.
Okay. Damn. Well, I've got plenty to watch. Even with the writer's strike, there's still a lot out there to catch up on.
Can't wait until all the... and I've noticed that I didn't... notice till like right now. I can't wait to see all the, as you're talking, the briefs.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's been a lot of like, I just even just then you were like talking. So anyway, as I was saying, so with the latest piece of news.
God damn it. I haven't even noticed I've been sniffing. Now I'm really conscious of it. I don't have a cold, so I don't know what that is.
It might just be exhaling or breathing in or out, but still.
Yeah, people have complained sometimes on like lives on TikTok. Like, who's that guy breathing? I'm like, it's not me. Because then I'll stop. And I'm like, can't be me.
Maybe it's
become so, like, constant that I'm like, yeah. I'm just not going to breathe while I talk. Bring it back. What are we going to do when we get those, like, lapel mics?
I don't fucking know.
Just enjoy the breathing, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like an ASMR thing.
It's going to have a thing on it. So, we'll see how good they are, how they pick up. I mean, they're made by Rode, so I expect them to be very good.
Yeah, Rode's is good.
Yeah. Casual $400.
Ooh. Yeah, but if they're really decent, I might get a pair and then like do something a bit more regular like this.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to do the whole camera thing. That's confusing. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've got a couple. Not the reflector screens, but I've got a lot of soft boxes. These are barn doors. I've got a couple soft boxes. Good thing about these ones. Fuck it, we're gonna break the fourth wall a little bit.
No. But the softbox, is that where it's like an opaque looking
kinda
thing that goes over the cool front thing of the about light? These ones. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I would have done it like that the whole time. Damn.
And just ruin the whole green screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Buy a green screen.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that would fuck with it.
Probably. But yeah, it goes to all different colors.
Mm. Man.
Yeah.
I want that for when I do a live. I know you can get like ring lights that change color.
Mm.
I've seen some guys that like their job is just on TikTok talking and they'll have like all these crazy light shows behind them.
Yeah. That green screen is non-existent right now.
I like it though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as if you put up different images for every article. I went to a club thing recently. It was the reunion for Sublime, which used to be a nightclub in the 90s. For anyone old enough to remember that, that was pumping. Like they were playing some banging tunes that slapped. For real, on God. The music was bussin'. Bam. The DJ ate.
I'd like to apologize for Pat and his comments. All right, now I'm going to need you to... Actually, we can talk about it. There's one other thing that I remembered because it's going to be involved with this joke. We need to find you a normal wall so you can make an apology for sending letters of about your friend Donnie Masterson.
Who's Danny Masterson?
Yeah.
From the show that I've never watched.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I can fuck up.
That was like the biggest cancel of the whole last 6 months.
Yeah, and now they're canceling Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. That's right. Because he wrote letters saying.
Because they both did.
you know, he's not so bad. Yeah, Milo Kunis. Yeah, because he was like the poster boy, Ashton, of like helping with child trafficking, because he bought a bunch of tech companies and helped engineer this technology that was like basically finding kids and rescuing them and all that sort of. I don't know how it worked, but, you know, he was like going to hearings and turning up at all sorts of conferences and basically being a white knight for kids, which is good. I don't mean a virtue signaling white knight. I mean the real deal. And now, yeah, he's had to resign from that organization that he started. Just like the guy from that silly movie, the one about all the sex trafficked kids.
Yeah, I've not watched that yet.
Yeah, no one's watched it. A bunch of churches bought tickets and no one actually went and saw it. So I don't think I'm going to be putting money into it. Like every other producer on it has been busted for like, you know, pretty awful stuff.
What was it?
Involving what was it kids, ironically.
What was it called? Yeah. My sister saw it in New Zealand.
Really? Did she like it? Because I actually saw a review and it was like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's just another action movie. It's just all the bullshit that comes with it around the release of it.
What was it called?
Yeah, good question.
I don't want to look up sex trafficking movie. I'm
not going to do it. Fuck it. I can't be on any more lists as it is. See who gets it first.
Sound of Freedom.
You beat me. Yeah, I just got as far as Sex Traffic. That's the one. Yeah, the producer. The main guy that's like it's based on, whatever his name is, he was caught on camera. Like he'd go to these places, and it was like Chris Hansen, where he'd like try and set them up and go, oh, "I need a kid to like hire." And then, but the problem is, it was the FBI had all this footage of him doing it, like doing the work. And one of them, he was like pretending to be a buyer, and like fondled her breasts of some like 16-year-old, as in character. But it's like, no, that's a real victim. Like, you just crossed the line a little bit there, bud. So, yeah, they didn't charge him, but they were like, that's not great. Maybe just use your eyes. Don't touch the merchandise. Not that they're actual, you know what I mean. And then the Jim Caviezel, the actor, he's insane. He's, like, into all this, like, Pizzagate, New World Order, anti-vax stuff.
Whoa. Leave the NWO out of this. For life, yeah. Brother.
Not the wrestling guys. The
what indie- you gonna do?
Yeah. Oh, we lost a wrestler too, didn't we?
Wow. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they keep dropping off.
Terry Funk.
Okay. Yeah, rip Terry. One more movie that I just watched. It's called The Creator. And it's a really high concept, super cool science fiction film. It's got a lot of themes that are currently, like you would think, very relevant about AI taking over and people that look, you know, robots that look like people. It's kind of a combination of Blade Runner, Westworld, all right in my wheelhouse. Like that's exactly my thing. And it just came out of nowhere. Like I hadn't really seen a lot of buzz and it was just on. And I went and saw it with my son and it was amazing, the older one, of course. And he sat there from like the title screen, like when it ended, to the last credit, like a good 15 minutes, just in shock of how good it was. Hasn't done too well at the box office. They weren't allowed to promote it because obviously the writer's strike and the actor's strike. So they couldn't do any real like buzz. But a lot of people are saying it'll be a sleeper hit. You know how like when it goes on streaming or DVD, a lot of people will go and watch it then hopefully. Because I want to see another one from this guy, Gareth. Not the most like that name doesn't really sell it, but he's up there with like Denis Villeneuve, the dude behind the actual Blade Runner, the last movie he did. Because it's one of those ones, I don't want to spoil it, but there's a lot of tragedy, let's put it that way. And if you've seen Rogue One, that's a beautiful film, but it doesn't end well for all the characters. And I walked out of it thinking, God, that's so much like Rogue One. And then I looked up the director and I'm like, huh, the last movie he did was Rogue One. So if you like that, you'll love this. Again, it's hard to talk about too much. It's got the Denzel Washington's son, the guy from Tenet. There's a
always
movie.
Finds a fucking way. Always finds a fucking way.
He looks very different.
It was Fast and Furious. It was Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, we haven't done that.
Fucking Last of Us 2. Fucking always finds a way.
Henry Cavill's still talking about doing Red Dead Redemption as like a series. So hopefully he sticks with it this time. I don't know what happened with The Witcher. I'm not going to watch the season without him.
I think it was something to do with Superman, but who knows?
He's not even Superman anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking annoying.
But if he does Red Dead, that'll be cool.
One thing that I want to talk about, have you been watching, and it only came out like 2 weeks ago, 4 episodes are out so far,
Gen V.
That's actually dropped, hasn't it? Yeah, no, I haven't been on that yet. I haven't been on Amazon for a while. My credit card like expired and I've got to update all my subscriptions.
Okay, what about Ahsoka then?
No, that's the thing. I'm finishing Rebels because I need to. Apparently Thrawn comes into that and Thrawn's like a big part of Ahsoka.
Thrawn's very important.
And I'm into season two of Rebels and I'm like, I haven't seen this Thrawn guy yet, but Ahsoka's now here because she wasn't really in the first season.
Yeah.
And she's cool. I'm a big fan of Ahsoka now. I get why so many friends on Facebook like use her name or likeness and she just pops up everywhere because she's just badass. She just does her own thing. She doesn't give a fuck. And there was a scene at the end of Clone Wars where like Darth Vader finds her saber and it's just so beautiful. Like this really poignant shot.
The last season of Clone Wars is great.
I was like, what happened? Like this, when you start, they're like doing these silly little episodes where it's like a bunch of kids have to find their kyber crystals and one gets lost in a maze and or there's like they'll do a one-shot episode where they're down in some bunker and then someone gets like basically the thing gets in one of them and he turns on the rest of them and then it's they just do these weird little silly episodes with like Jar Jar Binks in it all the time and it's like just ridiculously stupid. But then the last season's like, okay, we're firing everyone.
There was like a 7-year gap between the last.
Was there?
Yeah. It was like a massive gap.
I was like, wow, the CGI looks a lot better. Like the animation, it just suddenly jumped. And then you see Rebels and you're like, it's jumped again. Because I know there was a bit of a gap as well.
I believe it was Clone Wars, Rebels, and then the last season of Clone Wars.
What, in terms of... okay, but not timeline-wise, because I thought I watched it in timeline order.
Timeline is correct.
Right, cool. Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know they did it like that. That's crazy. Huh. Because the second last season of Clone Wars doesn't really end properly. It leads into the next one pretty well, so that's wild that people had to wait that long. But, hey, there's plenty of series out there that end on cliffhangers. So, like, The Peripheral, that's another thing I love to mention every episode.
The last season of Clone Wars was in... season 6 of Clone Wars, not 7, was in 2014. Then Rebels came out.
Right.
Came out, finished, ended. Clone Wars, the last season, came out, like, last year or the year before.
Dude. That's crazy. It was that recent. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, because it felt different. I'll have to watch it again because it was like the tone, the writing, everything was just like...
It's
still this guy behind it, the main showrunner.
Let them have Sam Witwer do something, please. He's the guy who voices Darth Maul.
He's good.
He was Starkiller in the fucking video games. He voiced Palpatine.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember when they did the whole backstory in Clone Wars to like Darth Maul coming back. Like he'd gone mad and his like long lost brother had to find him. Yeah. And that was done quite well. They were kicking ass for a while and then suddenly like I remember they were fighting
Palpatine.
Palpatine just ripped him apart.
Palpatine killed his brother.
Yeah. That was a little too easy. Like we hadn't seen Palpatine fight at all.
But also it is Palpatine.
I know, but he hadn't like that was the first fight scene that's the first battle you ever see him in directly in Clone Wars anyway. And then you're like oh, he just chewed through that guy. And that guy had been the big bad, like just had taken out everyone else that he'd fought. So I know Palpatine's good, but damn. And then I watched like the final of the prequel films just to Revenge of the Sith. Yeah, that's what I thought. And it, like he fights Yoda, Palpatine. I'm like, okay, it's pretty good. That was a cool fight. But it is weird how Star Wars will do that huge tone and mood shift. So I don't know if it does it well. To be honest, it just feels like a different universe sometimes. But Ahsoka, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And you're saying V is good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Does it take place after the events of the final season?
Yes.
Interesting. Because, like, shit went off the rails.
Yes.
So, to see how the fallout is after that, like with Homelander, like, he really just went AWOL and just started killing people. So, all right. I'll be jumping on. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I have nothing else to say.
I could probably rabbit on for a while, but I've got places to be. So
yeah.
Hopefully if we do this a little more often, I'm not saying weekly, but, you know, then it doesn't have to be as, like, sprawling. There's less to discuss so we can, you know.
It still always somehow ends up as an hour and a half.
Yeah, what the fuck? Even after 6 months. Yeah. But, you know, I still think we can do it tighter. It'll be less than an hour next time, guaranteed. That's, you can take that to the bank.
I'm now refusing to shoot another one of these for a year.
Before Christmas, at least, dude. Like, come on. There'll be shit to talk about for sure.
Get food poisoning from your dessert?
Something about getting the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
I thought.
I usually do like a thank you or something. You haven't fucking done one in a while. I usually do
them. We're thanking people?
No? Yes? Maybe? All right.
You got that mixed up with your other podcast that you do. You clearly have so much time for.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Enjoy your dessert.
That's the one. Yeah, unless you're talking about like fake sponsors.
Oh, shit, hold up. Yeah, I forgot about Raid Shadow Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Am I going to be bothered?
Thanks, Raid.
Am I going to be bothered to put in a Raid Shadow Legends thing here? Probably, if I find it funny. See how long it takes me to edit this. Mm. Enjoy your dessert. Thank you for sponsoring us. Catch me at some sort of gig, maybe. Who knows? Decent odds. And get the fuck out.
Booya.